WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias?
Yeah.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Heel turns for the sake of heel turns? Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by Gark.net and MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', that is Lindsay Ward.
I don't want to sound like one of those people that sounds like this. I really, really don't, but there's really an apparent tone deafness going on in the writer's room for WWE, and I know they have a plan and it's way too early to judge, but it's just like I feel like they're not listening, and I know this has been a common problem in the past, but they're just...
Let's face the facts. Whether we like it or not, Roman Reigns is the top face of this company. Let's face it, whether we like it or not, Roman Reigns will always be the babyface and will never be the heel. That is the end of the story. That's what they're going to do. And because they spent the first 20 minutes of this show setting up tonight's main event, which was Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler versus Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns, and how they set up the Braun Strowman cashing in his Money in the Bank contract at Hell in a Cell, inside Hell in a Cell, by just completely handing over the contract. Like, it makes no sense now. Because guess what could have happened? We could be sitting here right now after what we just watched. Braun Strowman as champion.
Yeah, Braun could have cashed in tonight, and then you could have done the rematch at Hell in a Cell in the cell if you wanted to. Like, and like I said, I know it's way too early because it literally just happened 5 minutes ago, but it's just...
It doesn't matter. It happened. Like, you could have done that, and guess what? It would have been more interesting story.
I mean...
Like, there was no point. There was a segment where he handed the briefcase to Baron Corbin. If you want to say the match is at Hell in a Cell, that's fine. But guess what? Keep the contract, take the title off of Roman. Guess what? You put the belt back on Roman in 2 weeks. It's not that hard.
But okay, here's my dilemma with this whole thing. Last week, you did a beautiful setup with the Shield. You did a wonderful setup with the Shield. It was perfect. It was great. It was everything everybody could want. They come out and they protect Roman. You had Roman essentially hide behind Dean and Seth to protect his title. That's not a baby face tactic, more or less. Like, I don't want to, again, sound like one of those people, but you don't have your top babyface hiding behind someone. You have them standing toe-to-toe with the dude and fighting him off and beating him down and then standing victorious. That's not what happened. You had the Shield come up, and Dean and Seth essentially took care of Braun Strowman, and then they all three triple power bombed him through the table. Then they all hugged and celebrated afterwards. So you come into this week and you came off of that. It was a super great setup and everybody was excited for Raw. Like, I was excited for Raw because I was like, oh my God, the Shield's back. That's great. That's awesome. And you open Raw and they're not together. There's, like, you know, I think Seth maybe made one reference to it and that was it. That's all we really got of it?
Roman kind of, he mentioned it, but it wasn't, there was no real grand follow-up.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you should have had Roman come out with Dean and Seth, at least, to stare down Braun Strowman. And it's like, what are you going to do about it? You want to fight about it? I mean, I don't know. This gives me a headache. Like, I don't know what they're doing. And I hope to God there's some really grand scheme and it's going to turn out wonderful. Like, that's what I pray it is and that they prove us all wrong. But it just doesn't feel that way. And I hate to complain about it, but I just, Shield works better as heels. They've always worked better as heels. The only exception, I think, was when they faced off against the Wyatt family. And that's just because the Wyatts were such bad guys that they made the Shield into good guys, essentially.
And it really wasn't even that for the first battle. They're both tweener teams. No one
that's
knew
true.
No one knew how to go about it. In the end, the Shield were the baby faces, but they were tweeners going against each other, basically. Because you got the little bit of a turn afterward.
I mean, I don't understand why you had Braun hand over the contract. I don't understand why you didn't have him cash in tonight, because you could have. You're right, in the sense that it could be perfect.
If you wanted to do the heel turn, it made sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you have Braun cash in, and now Roman's like, WTF, what just happened?
Because that would have been creative.
Well, and it's like, Braun didn't hide it. Braun did it right to his face. He was at ringside the whole time. He had the briefcase the whole time. Roman gets taken down, the match ends, and Braun's just kind of like, well, boys, I'm going to do a thing. BRB. And he does the thing. And I mean, it's... And then, yeah, it's Roman wins the title before Dean and Seth can get out there. And now it's...
Braun wins the title.
Braun wins the title. And then, but it's before Dean and Seth can get out there. So now the Hounds are on the loose to get Roman his title back. And you have Dean, Seth, and Roman chasing Braun to get that title back. Because again, why is it even going in Hell in a Cell? Why?
That's a good question.
Why are we doing this in Hell in a Cell? Out of all the feuds going on in this company right now... Why is this going in Hell in a Cell? There's no reason to. You've had Dean and Seth interfere once. That's not really a reason to put it in there, because all you have to do is tell them to stay in the back. I mean, if it's a repeated problem where Dean and Seth are continuing to come out and go after Braun Strowman and attack Braun Strowman, then yeah, it makes absolute sense to put it in Hell in a Cell. But you're...
No, you want to know how it makes more sense now? It shouldn't have been announced yet, because now you have two teams. You have two alliances to keep out. It would have made more sense to announce it next week in the Cell. You could have announced the match, but if you want to be the good general manager to keep everybody out, then you announce it that next week.
But Baron Corbin's not the good general manager. He's the heel general manager.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, a general manager would have done that next week, but they needed a top heel. There was no top heel.
You had a top heel ready to go. You just don't want to make him a top heel. You want to keep him you want to keep him a good guy, which it's like, anymore. Here's the thing. Is it really a heel turn if the reasons are 1,000% justified? It's like I asked this with Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch's reasons are perfectly reasonable. They're 100% relatable. And we're all sitting here like, yeah, we get it. We're totally get it, dude. Beat her up. Do what you gotta do. We're behind you 100%. Like, Braun is the same way. Like, Braun's supposed reason for turning is relatable. He wants the title. He's being forced to essentially cash in his briefcase, or he can't cash in his briefcase at this point, because Baron Corbin's got it. He can't cash in until Hell in a Cell. He cannot do it. And he was forced to do that.
Well, the writing forced him to it. Technically, he wasn't forced. He did it.
But in the story.
No, he wasn't forced in the story. It's Roman called him out, told him to be a man, fight him, and Braun, in his words, went, okay, I'll do it face-to-face at Hell in a Cell. Meet me at the Cell. It's like, okay. He's not forced, but it's like the writing is forcing his hand. They're forcing the end of this contract for whatever reason.
I feel like they want to get it out of the way. They're going to burn it to get rid of it because they have something else planned.
They have else planned.
Well, they have an idea. Let's go with that. Let's go with that happy thought that they have something planned after Hell in a Cell where they need the contract out of the way. They don't need it looming. Whenever they burn it like this, they don't want it looming.
Because Braun Strowman's going to be a failed cash-in.
Yeah, and it's going
to
kill him.
Yeah, he is being sacrificed again to Roman Reigns. Again. That's why they turn him heel. Because for the next couple months, Roman Reigns is going to beat Braun Strowman month in and month out.
Okay,
terrible
booking.
No, that's exactly what's happening.
No. think about this for a second, okay? Who did we not see tonight?
Just go with it, Bray Wyatt, I don't know.
Who could potentially help his former brother?
It's not going to happen. The main event is, it's Braun Strowman is going to be teaming with Ziggler and McIntyre for the foreseeable future. That is the top faction. That's the top heel side. The Shield is the top babyface side. That's where
we're at. Damn it, just let me have this.
I'm trying to explain to you, because the main event, one of the main events now going to possibly coming up at Super Showdown, or whatever it's called, besides Triple H and The Undertaker, which Shawn Michaels is on Raw next week. Imagine that, to talk about Undertaker, Triple H. Shawn's always involved. They always fight over Shawn, which should be awesome.
It's always hilarious. It's going to be Shawn on a pole match.
Again, they're going to do a six-man tag, Braun and Ziggler and McIntyre versus The Shield. That's going to be a thing. Like, that's your program for the next 6-7 weeks, heading into that show, heading into Survivor Series. Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman is the top program on Raw because there's nobody else. And I've said this before, for the last year and a half, once Reigns wins the championship, then what? You're again sacrificing all this popular talent. Braun Strowman was the top babyface on the show. They turned him heel. Fine, you want to be the monster turns heel, but you do every pop spot to get him cheered anyhow, so I guess those stops. So that's what made him cool, him destroying things. Now he's just going to be a bad guy. Okay, if that's what you want to do, fine, do it. It just, I don't know, logically, you had a better story coming out of Raw last week. Now you're doing traditional booking, and now the heels are the heels, the babyface is the babyface, and that's where we're at.
It's
frustrating. I mean, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. We're willing to give it a chance. It's just coming out of this, it's like it doesn't make any damn sense. And you're sitting here, like, scratching your head, like, what? What? I mean, that just makes, okay, all right. I mean, and we don't mean to complain, and we don't mean to, like, bitch about it, but it's just, it's like you're sitting here, and it's logic, right? Your brain logically goes, wait a minute. That's not right. That doesn't compute. And it's like, I need the follow-up to this next week, which we're not going to get. So it's probably actually going to be 2 weeks to see what the actual story is that they're trying to tell. Because right now it doesn't make any sense logically. But other things happened on this show. You promise.
Baron Corbin versus Finn Balor. Baron Corbin made the match really quick saying, hey, Finn can't prepare, so let's fight. They had a long 12-minute match. Match ended via disqualification. Corbin restarted the match, saying, oh, I forgot to mention no DQ, and beat Finn Balor. Because, you know, reason.
Was this entirely necessary? I mean, was this entirely necessary? You, I mean, okay, great. You have Baron Corbin abuse his power. Yay. I mean, it's like 50-50 booking. You know, the demon Finn gets the win on the pay-per-view, and then you come out a week, 2 weeks later, whatever, and now you have Baron get his win back when he really didn't need it, because it's like now he's the GM of Raw. He really shouldn't be wrestling as the GM of Raw. I mean, I suppose he can, but typically when you have other wrestlers, active wrestlers being the GM, they typically don't wrestle.
But he is just acting general manager, so he's going to abuse his power.
I guess. I don't know. Okay.
Sasha Banks beat Dana Brooke, and Dana Brooke's like first, second, third singles match in the last 9 months. They brought that fact up or something with Titus and Apollo. It's like, she hasn't wrestled in singles in a long time. It's like, you know, it's a warm-up. It's not really a warm-up. And it really wasn't. Sasha just beat her. It is what it is.
Yep, it is what it is.
Seth Rollins had an open challenge for the Intercontinental Championship, and he said Ziggler and McIntyre have something else to do, so his dance card is wide open, so open challenge. Kevin Owens came out accepting the challenge. He said he missed his buddy, Sami Zayn. He was very over with the crowd until he said, it's great to be back in Canada, but we could be in Montreal. And then Kevin and Seth had a really good match. Rollins was selling his shoulder. Good match overall. Rollins retained. Afterwards, Kevin Owens quit. He sat in the ring in the chair and said, I quit.
Aww, poor Kevin.
We'll see what happens. The jinx continues. The Revival beat the B team in a non-title match. They left the B team laying and talked about
they're having a dry spell. It's fine. Everything's fine.
They said the B team has been making a mockery of the tag team history, and they're going to bring back relevance to the belts when they win the belts next week.
Better not. My boys better retain. Just saying.
We'll see. Bobby Lashley had a match that Baron Corbin forgot to mention, and it was against the Ascension. I don't know why we saw Bobby Lashley beat the Ascension. Dean Ambrose was shown backstage. He was interrupted by Jinder Mahal. He told Jinder to get out of his face. It led to a match where Dean Ambrose beat Jinder Mahal.
Shirtless. The internet broke itself. The match was fine. But just the reaction to Dean being shirtless was hilarious. Everybody was like, oh my god!
And then it was time to walk with Elias. He comes out. He was super, super over. And then he took shots at Toronto. He spoke on someone telling him that there's no bigger disappointment in life than going from New York to Toronto. But then, oh then, in Toronto you hear...
I don't care what y'all say. It's
time to rock and roll. That's right. Trish Stratus is back.
Oh, she's back and she looked wonderful. And well, Elias was like, ooh, Trish.
We'll get to it.
But yeah, she looked great.
Yeah, she's super over. He said it was nice that she took a break from changing diapers to spend a minute with him. He said a lot of things have changed since she left and he's kind of a big deal now. And Trish's like, yeah, you've great music and stuff. And then but you started mentioning Toronto and taking shots at you're mocking Toronto, and she told him to silence his cell phone, hold his applause, and shut his mouth. I said, I speak the truth. He said, and Elias' performance of trial is like the Stanley Cup. They'll never see it in their lifetime. And Trish Stratus like, kind of like, you winning the WWE Championship? Never gonna happen.
Never gonna happen.
She said, things have changed since she left. She spoke about being in the Hall of Fame and would never imagine they're only a couple months away from WWE Evolution. She mentioned she would be facing Alexa Bliss. Elias said she just said, just like the thousands of women who would want to walk with Elias. He told her he doesn't date women in their 60s. And well,
she gonna beat him up.
She wanted to beat him up. Out came Ronda Rousey and Natalya. We went to break. That was awesome to see Trish Stratus. It's cool.
It's always great to see Trish. It was a nice little tease for Evolution. Loved it. Love her.
But we're not done with her.
No, we are not done with Trish. We got a lot of Trish tonight. Yay!
So Alexa comes out with Alicia Fox after the break and talks about Ronda Rousey, how she's kind of cashing her rematch at Hell in a Cell. And then she brought out someone, you know, because she mentioned she's going to beat Trish at Evolution. And, well, she brought out someone Trish knows really well. Mickie James is back. So it was Natalya against Alicia Fox, Ronda and Trish in Natty's corner, and Alexa and Mickie in Alicia's corner, and Natty won with the sharpshooter. The match wasn't much. It was more to get everyone involved. Then backstage, Rousey and Trish and Natalya were talking when the Bellas came up. They were all hot, smiling and hugging. And then they announced the Bella Twins are back in action next week. And then Natty took a photo. So getting more and more Bellas. They're being weaved back into the product like we mentioned the last couple weeks.
Yep. And I'm fine with this. I'm happy to see them back. And it should be exciting for next week.
Because Bree's wrestling at Hell in a Cell. Nikki is doing Bree wrestling next week. Getting them back in the thing. And it's like you keep having Rousey and Nikki in the same segments. Just saying. They're there. That's a thing. But yeah, I enjoyed this. I enjoyed seeing a lot of Trish. Because it's Trish Stratus.
It's always wonderful to see. And I hope we get to see more of her as Evolution grows closer. Because I'd be fine with that.
I think we get maybe one or two more appearances out of her before Evolution to build to the match. Because you got to wait till October to really start building to it. So I'll expect her in October. It was a nice surprise. But then again in the main event, Braun Strowman and then Roman Reigns took on Ziggler and Drew. And it ended in, I guess, a disqualification. And we had the heel turn. That's it. That was Raw in a nutshell, because they beat him down. There was 3-on-1 beat down, and then Dean came out. He got beaten down. Rollins came down, and left it with all being down.
I'm going to get it. The Shield beat up Braun, so this is the return from last week.
It makes sense if you're booking that way. But again, it's the Braun Strowman heel turn, and it's like,
don't know if it was entirely necessary. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't want to harp on it, but it doesn't feel necessary. Like, it was working fine like it was. Why not just continue down that path and let the fans decide how they want to interpret this? Like, I feel like that's the problem, is it's like, okay, well, you're not hearing the story that we want you to hear, so goddamn it, we're going to force you to hear what we want you to hear, and that's going to be the end of that, as opposed to just kind of rolling with the punches on this a little bit and being like, okay, all right, well, if this is what they're seeing, if this is what they're hearing, well, okay, we'll flex to that, and we can write the story in that general direction. I mean, and we're seeing this elsewhere in WWE, too, where it's, you know, it's basically, well, you're not listening to us. you're listening to yourselves, and it's like, well, the whole part of a story is a little bit interpretive. You read a story based on how you would generally react to it. So it's like you kind of make up your mind, well, is the bad guy really a bad guy? Is the good guy really a good guy? Or is there a little bit of crossover there? And, you know, I don't think they're necessarily understanding that, or maybe they do and they just don't give a crap. I don't know. Like, I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but it's...
The people we like to cheer are now being turned heel, and we just gotta deal with it.
I think we're dealing with it. I can deal with that part of it. That's fine. I just don't like how it's, well, the general reactions to the fans coming out of, like, what you're hearing, where it's like some people are being like, well, you know, y'all just, it's an exercise in tone deafness. Like I said, it's just they're not listening. They're not listening. They're not. I'm sorry. They're not. They think they know what we want. But the broader audience is out here telling them what they want. It's not just a small number of fans in quotations. It's a broader audience that's out here reacting and telling you what you want and or what they want. And they're not listening to that. And it's a little irritating because it's like, okay, all right, whatever. I guess that's it in a nutshell.
Circling back to a couple things. Next week on Raw, Shawn Michaels. Next week on Raw, the Bella Twins in action on Labor Day, taking on the Riot Squad.
And maybe The Undertaker.
But this just in, as I hit the thing, come on. In Australia, it's Super Showdown. There's a big 6-person tag match announced. The Riot Squad versus the Bella Twins and Ronda Rousey.
Ew.
Live October 6th.
Well, speaking of turns, could this be a turn?
Could be a thing. I don't know if it'll be a thing, or maybe just a setup. We'll see. Challenges could be laid down in the Super Showdown. They're building up to be bigger than the Greatest Royal Rumble, that's for sure. Anyway, this is the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Currently, you can check out the Rock Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Season 1, Episode 5, now available. Episode 6 will be available tomorrow night. You can check out the Rack Extra Reviews Philly Special. It's a review of the book Philly Special, written by Sal Palantonio. Now available at RackRadioShow.com. But Thursday night, we're live, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll be less whiny, I promise. And we'll talk all about NXT SmackDown. And I'm sure we'll have a discussion. I don't know what that's going to be yet, because we don't have a pay-per-view to talk about this week. But if you missed our review of SummerSlam and NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 4, please go check that out. It's at RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com. It's The Racks. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio and all your favorite social media. Check out C-Radio every Saturday night, midnight-ish. Last week, we did the Great and Great Debate on Dwarfs, little people, I don't know. Dwarfs, question mark. This week we're doing arcade / carnival games. That's an actual topic. Saturday night at midnight, NXT Radio live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. # Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, they should be back. Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Wednesday night for a Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/ Wild Talk Radio Network, and Twitch.tv/ WTR Live.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com.
Thanks to Gerberg.net and MBG Films, YouTube.com/ MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you back here next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, and see you Thursday for the Rack along the airways, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at WildTalkRadio.com. Time to rock and roll.